I wonder if we have any children in the house tonight. If so, would you come down and join me? I need some company down here. I need some children to come down, and you can sit. You can sit along the stage or on the steps or in the floor around me. And Pastor Jonathan's going to help us. Can you help seat us a little bit? Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Uh-oh. He's coming in. All right. That's good. That's a good spot. Wow, I didn't realize we had so many children in the house. This is awesome. So you can have a seat on the floor. You don't have to stand. Just have a seat on the floor. And so I'm going to read the Christmas story to you. Now, here's the deal. If you're really, really listening, I'm going to ask some questions in a minute. And so if you're really good and you really listen well, I actually have a small gift for each of you. So is that a deal? Will everybody be really good and listen? Yeah? All right. Thank you. So this is the Christmas story. It's found in the book of Luke, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. Now, I have a couple of questions. Okay. Now, one question is, what does it mean in verse 14, "This will be a sign to you"? This is how you'll know it's him. He'll be wrapped in swaddling clothes. What's swaddling clothes? Do you know?
Swaddling clothes are...
I feel like you're working on it. I caught him off guard. He raised his hand. Do you know what swaddling clothes are?
Swaddling clothes are clothes that...
They're just clothes you swaddle in. That's perfectly, absolutely it. Here's what swaddling clothes are during that time. Now, Pastor Gary got his wife Robin to bring him some cloth home, and I cut it in 6-inch wide strips, just like they did during the first century. And it's 36 feet long, these strips, and they're wrapped diagonally so that the feet and the arms are all tight, like the baby was still in its mommy's belly. And it keeps the baby safe so she could nurse the baby, she could carry the baby. And they also believed that it kept the baby so it would grow nice and strong, straight bones. And that's how they did it all the way up until the 17th century. Now, Mary probably made this cloth while she was first pregnant. She probably made it. And then it probably had an outer band that she made when she was betrothed. I didn't have that because I didn't know how to do that. That had sewed into it the Hebrew sign of the house of David. And so that's swaddling clothes. It means to wrapped, to be wrapped with swaddling cloth like that. Okay, that's what it means to be swaddled. Now, what's a manger? Okay, what's a manger?
Something that animals eat out of.
It's something that animals eat out of. So what's inside this?
Hay.
It's hay. Do people eat hay?
No.
Have you ever tried to eat hay?
No.
No, that's ridiculous, right? Hay is for maybe a lamb would eat hay, but not for a baby. But it made a nice bed. And so this is a manger. So this is the sign. When the shepherds came, they saw the baby lying with swaddling clothes and lying in a
manger.
Very good. Okay, so I'm going to show you something else real quick, and this is going to lead us up to a little present I'm going to give you. Now, what's this? It's a candy cane. Okay, notice how the lines, the red lines, are in a diagonal fashion, like swaddling clothes, like it wraps it in a diagonal way. And notice it's red and white. And there's kind of a legend about the making of the candy cane that the white represents the purity of Christ, that he's without sin. And the red represents, what do you think?
Sin.
What?
Sin, God's blood.
His blood, that's right. His blood, which was shed for our sins. And then you'll see that it has three lines together, which might point to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to the Trinity. It'll go three lines and then a solid one. Three lines and a solid one. And when you look at it like this, what letter of the alphabet does
Yay!
It look like? What name starts with a J?
Jesus.
Jesus. And if you put it like this, what does it remind you of? There's that. But who were those guys that the angels told about Jesus?
Shepherds.
And what did they carry? A shepherd's staff, like that, right? And so when you look at this Christmas, think about how it also tells us something about baby Jesus and how he came to die, to be the shepherd, and to die in our place. Is that good?
Yeah.
Did y'all like that? Okay, so Pastor Jonathan's going to help me give you some presents, and I'm going to keep talking to your parents. How's that sound? Okay. If I can get up. I didn't plan on the part where I get up. All right, you guys have a seat. Okay, so parents, that's the story. Christmas Eve. That's the story every year that we read at my house, and so I was glad to read it to all of these kids. Every year we read it to our kids too, and so we're glad to do that tonight. Now, as we talk about this story, I want to key in just a little bit more on the parents' level about these swaddling clothes and this sign of the swaddling clothes and of the manger.
My family
is doing a new tradition.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm kind of doing a new tradition. That's good. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. He's going to read it tomorrow morning to his family. He's got plans. I love this guy. I never know what I'm going to do when he's up front, but I love him. See, because I think he might be a preacher someday. He really wants the microphone. The sign of Christmas points to at least three realities I'd like to bring to your attention. One is the sign points to the fact that Jesus is Lord. As we were reading the text, the angels said, he is Christ the Lord. We say he's the Lord. What we're saying is he's God. He's God. Now, when we think about the fact that he's in swaddling clothes, parents, I want you to recognize that there was a tradition in the Middle East that comes all the way up to the present where when a new baby was born, that they would rub the they would wash the baby, and then they would rub him with oil and a small sprinkling of salt. And it was a way of just preparing the baby's body. They believed in rubbing him with oil and just a little bit of salt, and then they would wrap him with swaddling clothes. This is what they did for a legitimate son. It was also what they did if the person was of royal bearing. It took some money, actually, to have the swaddling clothes. As I mentioned before, the outer band may have been prepared by the wife during her betrothal. And they would kind of wrap it around the husband and wife during betrothal. And she would hang on to that piece. And then she would have the rest of it that she would wrap the baby in, and the outer band diagonally would go around. And maybe inscribed would have been the symbols of the house of David, because that was Mary's house, and it was also Joseph's house. And so this is what's behind it. The book of Ezekiel actually is the only other place in the Bible where it speaks of swaddling clothes. But here it speaks of it in the opposite for one who didn't have that because they were illegitimately born. They did not have a father. And here's what it says in Ezekiel. As for your birth, on the day you were born, your cord was not cut, nor were you washed with water to cleanse you, nor rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in swaddling clothes. No eye pitied you to do any of these things to you out of compassion for you, but you were cast out on the open field, for you were abhorred on the day that you were born. This is a description of how Israel was before God claimed Israel as his own. That's the only other place where swaddling clothes. And here it's mentioned that if a child was illegitimate, they wouldn't have this. So they may have been poor, and they may not have been able to find room in an inn, but they spent time and money to make sure this child was wanted. He is the Lord, and he had this sign of swaddling clothes. He was lovingly swaddled as a legitimate son. Not only was the Son of God, but he was also adopted by Joseph. He was a legitimate son. Then here's a second reality. Jesus as Christ. The sign points to him as Lord. It points to him as Christ. The angel said, "He is Christ the Lord." Now I'm going to take you someplace I've never taken you before. This is a writing that was written about 50 BC. It's found in a little section between Malachi and Matthew in some Bibles called the Apocrypha. It's not considered part of the New Testament nor the Old Testament, but it was written during a time period that helps understand how people thought during that period. And so this is from a little book written about 50 BC called The Wisdom of Solomon. He talks about swaddling clothes. Look what he says. "And when I was born, I drew in the common air and fell upon the earth, which is of like nature. And the first voice which I uttered was crying, as all others do. I was nursed in swaddling clothes and with cares. For there is no king that had any other beginning of birth." Swaddling was a mark of a king. This is the Christ, the Messiah, the one who fulfilled all the hopes of Israel. He's the Lord. He's a legitimate son of God and also adopted by Joseph. He's the Christ. He fulfills that of a king. We can recognize him as this. And then finally, it points to Christ as Savior. It points to his office of Savior. Swaddling strips, you can't help but notice this. And I got hay all over me here. But what else does that look like? It looks like burial clothes. This baby began life swaddled and exited life swaddled in burial clothes. The only difference would have been there would have been a cloth laid over the face. It points to his burial. It points to how he would die on the cross. This cradle points to the cross. Christmas points to Easter. And it also says something about the place he was born. The very shepherds that the angels spoke to, it says in Micah 4:8, "And you, O tower of the flock, hill of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come, the former dominion shall come, kingship for the daughter of Jerusalem. Micah is saying that when the Christ child comes, he will come to the tower of the flock. That word, that title in Hebrew is Migdal Edar. Migdal Edar. It's both a description of a tower, like it'd be like a stone tower, like two stories tall. The top is where the shepherds would watch over their flock, and the bottom stories where they would have a little stable where the lambs would be born, and they would often swaddle them and lay them in a manger to protect them, because these were sacrificial lambs being raised for the temple. Migdal Edar was a region just outside of Bethlehem on the way to Jerusalem. It was the place nearby where Jacob buried his wife Rachel, and it was the place that the prophet Micah said, this will be where he comes. And he was announced to perhaps the very shepherds who worked at Migdal Edar, the tower of the flock. They would have known this baby came to be the Lamb of God. They would have recognized the sign for what it was. Do you recognize this sign? Do you know whom it is that we worship? It's not just the baby in the manger, but it's the Savior who God sent to die in our place. This is what we believe. This is whom we worship. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. We know you've always existed, but you took on human flesh. And more than that, you became a servant, even unto death, even death on a cross. Lord, so that you might be raised to life and live today. We thank you, and we agree now. All of us here, we say, Lord Jesus, thank you for saving us. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. We believe in you. There may be someone here even tonight that would say, tonight's the night that I would say yes to Jesus, confess him as my Lord and Savior, believing in my heart that God raised him from the dead. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds watch and angels see. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of kings, salvation. Let loving hearts enthrall him. Raise a song on high. The virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. Mary. Shepherds come and angels haste, haste to bring him love, the babe, the Son of Mary. Nails, spears shall pierce him through, the cross he bore for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son.